I guess we can get started. Let's see what's on the agenda here. See what we can. Let's see. Do we need to revisit the most critical tasks?
Probably not.
Okay. Let's see. How about the OR logo? Is that?
I'm behind on that one. And what I need to do is to maybe go back to do the survey form, allow people to vote on one design. And you remember we give multiple votes to people who were, who are more active with OR than less.
Right.
And this time around, I want to maybe add one more vote if they had voted last time. So how about that?
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I'm sort of hesitant is, let's say if you get 5 votes, do you get to vote like 3 votes, cast 3 votes for one design and 2 votes for the other design, or do we force that all your 5 votes will go to one design? Idea?
Yeah, I guess we only have, 2 candidates now, right?
Right, right.
Well, I guess I don't feel strongly. I would like, you know, if we think that the odds are that it would be split or something like that and be a toss-up as to which one is, you know, voted on to be the logo, then we might change the procedure, but... you know, if we don't think that, then we probably keep it the same.
The same meaning what? It's different because last time when you have 5 votes, you can actually vote on each on 5 different designs. Casting one vote.
Right.
Now that we only have 2, so I could either, let's say if you have 5 votes, either force you all your 5 votes to be put on one or the other, or I can say you have a choice of putting 3 votes. Yeah, putting 3 votes on design A and 2 votes on design B, or 4 votes on design A and 1 vote on design B. So I guess since there are only 3 of us on this call, we get to make a call on that one. So.
Hi, Peter. This is Mike. I'm on as well. I joined a couple minutes ago.
Hi, Mike.
Great. So, were you able to hear what my question?
Yes. Yeah. I think if it's easy, I think probably letting people split their votes and weight them would be helpful.
Okay. All right. All right, so let me document that. Okay, that's Mike's. Ken?
Yeah, that's fine.
Leo?
Yeah, splitting's fine.
Okay, so let me make a note. We'll allow multiple votes to be... from each voter.
How about if we use real numbers?
What? Real numbers. Yes, yes. and integers. From each voter to be split between their choices. Okay. All right. Back to Leo.
Okay. Let's see. Do we have a sandbox update?
Ken should.
The sandbox is running. You could try it right now.
Right, right. So it's great.
It uses the wrong logo, of course, because we haven't decided on one.
Right. And hopefully we can get that updated soon enough. What I will do is I will, after we select a logo, we'll still need for the winner to go back and sort of re-render the logo to fit into that little box on OR with the right color, I guess with the matching color of file portal. Unless we want to, it's probably not easy to change the file portal color, is it?
Oh, I imagine we could change it.
Are the other tabs equally customizable, or is it just the logo tab that is customizable on their code? Do you know offhand?
Well, you'd have to make new images.
I know. I mean, obviously, you have to make the new image, but are they sort of abstractized, I mean, with the I18N process already, or so maybe just the logo one is easy to change. Then let's not worry. Let's just go with the BioPortal colors.
Remember that the BioPortal colors are a
gradation
color.
Right. And all the submission by what's his name, by Ali, is actually sort of in the reverse direction in terms of the gradation. So he'll have to do something. But I hope it's not difficult for him with the right tools.
Anyway, if you go to the sandbox.
Yes.
And you click on browse.
Yes. Yeah, which is the link I put up now.
Right. You'll find there's three ontologies, one of which has a parsing error.
Uh-huh. Are you guys, Leo and Mike, are you on the OR sandbox now?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, the land use cover has a parsing error.
I'm on my cell phone, so I'm not connected
okay.
Right now.
Then I went to explore the use case description, which is the one I uploaded.
You're very soft, Ken.
I went to the use case description ontology, which is the one I uploaded.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be showing all of the classes.
All right.
So I'm a little puzzled by the
software.
What happened?
When you say it's not showing, where is it not showing? On the visualization, on the Explorer, or elsewhere?
Oh, no, just on the left side, it shows the classes in a hierarchy diagram.
Under legend,
yeah.
Oh, do I hear someone else?
Is that Todd?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Todd.
Hello, Todd.
Gentlemen?
Hello.
Yeah, so shouldn't it show all of the classes there? I'm a little puzzled by the why did it choose just some of them?
How many should be there, Ken?
Well, let's see. How many classes do I have? I have participant, system, actor, flow. Use case, alternative, condition, step, 8.
Yeah, those last ones aren't present.
Are you missing classes or missing the level of depth?
Classes isn't there, but step is.
So did you only have...
They are all there. I'm just a little... And why is all reflexive properties? Yeah, well. What's missing?
I see alternative use case, all reflexive properties, participant, which is subclasses, actor, and system, step, and of course, flow.
And maybe arrow there. Flow. Use case.
Oh, there's condition.
Condition. Step. Yeah, I guess the arrow there. Sorry, my mistake. I thought I was missing something.
I actually still don't know where you are referring to.
The left side of, okay, when you go to explore.
Okay.
On the left, it seems to have gotten them all now. I do see it. You have to open up
the tree.
The tree here. There's a tree. You open it up and they do all show up, but it shows owl colon reflexive property.
Yeah, I'm also, Ken, I'm also interested why the full ID shows condition there at the end.
No, I have a condition at the beginning.
No, I'm looking under, in the middle of the page, it has ID, then the next line is full ID, next line is comment, next line is subclass of. And under full ID, if you go all the way out to the end, it seems to be pointing to condition. Is that just the first class it came upon?
Which it shouldn't.
Oh, this is the ID for the condition.
Oh, I see. If I change it, it doesn't change.
How do you
change
that?
As I click on the different items in this legend tree, the information is not changing. I don't know if it's supposed to or not.
I think it should, but, I don't see any obvious way to change what's showing on the right.
You know, something isn't really working properly here. Also, when I click on visualization, it doesn't quite visualize.
Visualization? I don't think visualization should work. I mean,
it's
used to work.
It's dependent on the University of Victoria software.
Right, but it used to work.
It used to work?
Yes. I mean, everybody makes PowerPoint slides of their bioportal ontology. I mean, with these, like, orange, brown, like, arrows. Not arrows.
Right, but do they...
Oats and ox.
Right. Has it ever worked on the sandbox?
I think so.
See, the difficulty is that it goes off to the University of Victoria when it does that.
Maybe the University of Victoria server is down? I mean, does it actually...
No, I turned that off.
Oh, you turned it off?
Yeah, because in order to visualize it, you'd have to first upload your ontology to BioPortal.
Oh.
Really? Then since we are using BioPortal, then I guess that's what we'll do.
Yeah, well,
I'm
a little puzzled by why it's not changing anything over there.
What is not changing anything?
It should change what's on the right.
I guess the next person who is familiar with the code, with the behavior is Mike, and he's on iPhone. So maybe can we make it a point for both Ken and Mike and Todd to look at it more closely offline?
I can put it on my list of things to do.
Okay. Or at least just Ken and Mike.
Yeah, I'm trying on my phone browser, and I'm basically not getting anything when I click on visualize, if that's what you're getting, Ken?
Right. Ken just explained that it's not visualizing because he turned off any access to Victoria. And visualization is provided, the service is provided by Victoria.
Right, and it sounds like it also is hard-coded to use BioPortal rather than the referring link.
That's right.
That's unfortunate.
Right, but that goes down, actually goes, when we discuss the two-track approach or a two-track work mode, then we'll be talking about it more. So I'll just capture that, Ken.
Yeah, although I think, Peter, I think it's not the dependency on the BioPortal software, it's actually the dependency on the BioPortal URL there.
No.
So this won't be fixed.
I think it used to work before. It used to work before in the earlier version. With OOR.
Okay. Well,
and I'm sure if it hasn't been visualizing, I would have seen people complaining on their support mailing list, which I haven't. Actually, a lot of the discussions are on, like, services and stuff, and maybe more recently the access things, the API keys and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I've hardly...
So, Ken, would it make sense to re-enable it so that we can try to debug it and maybe provide an example to them?
Re-enable.
I thought you had disabled it because it wasn't working.
Yeah, it's not working because it depends on these SWF files.
Okay.
Image files. And let's see, the code there is in ActionScript, and all I have access to is the compiled code right now.
Oh,
so it's not a question of trying to debug it. I don't even know what the code is.
Right.
So I guess I'll have to discuss that with Natasha at some point to find out how I can even look at that code.
Right.
Okay. But evidently certain things are still not working besides visualization. Right?
Yeah, I just checked it. It's if you click on the what's supposed to happen is if you click on one of those classes on the left, it's supposed to change what happens on the right.
Yes.
And it doesn't right now because that's one of those things that requires one of these SWF files.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't there.
Right. Right. So actually, when we go with the two-prong approach, we would be solving these issues. So let's hang on.
Right.
And hang on and until we get to that point on the agenda.
Right. Anyway, you wanted to know what's happening with the sandbox, so there's the report. You can upload, and you can download, so that's good. It's just you can't do a lot of the visualization that you'd like to do in the sandbox.
Okay, I just saved. If you refresh and go to two, where are we?
Okay, the other thing is I'll update the categories just as soon as I have access to the sandbox.
Okay, can I ask one question? Among the categories, do you have one called standards or something similar, standards? Okay, because I have been in a meeting with the ICOMTC, and I mentioned that before, the dairy people from Ireland have been developing the RDF version of the integrated collaboration object model. Of course, they are, ICOM is in UML, POJO classes, actually, to be exact. But they are doing an RDF version, and I strongly suggested that they upload to the OOR sandbox. They tried once, but then we were down, and they were terribly upset, and I reassured them that it's up now, and I asked them again to upload it, and they looked at and they came back and said none of the categories fit, and I said maybe suggest your categories, but in the meantime I said I'll go back and see if there's one category called standards or standards, at least they will fit into that one. So while we're here, when one uploads, can you only select one category, or can you select multiple categories?
I believe you can select multiple categories.
How?
Let's see.
I'm looking at this page. It says filter by category.
Are you searching for an answer, Ken, or hello?
Oh, no, I was just looking for the categories. Yeah, I can't find where I have them somewhere. I'll make sure that there is one on standards, but I believe there's always a catch-all other in any one, and you should be able to select multiple categories by just holding down the control key.
Really?
What do you mean? Oh.
You hold on the control key when you click.
Oh.
And that should work. I mean, I haven't tried it, but it ought to work.
We're selecting the categories. Doesn't seem to.
No, I mean when you're
when you're uploading. Are you uploading?
I'm sorry.
not when you're searching for one.
All right. So the collaboration ontology doesn't seem like a good category, right? Does collaboration seem seem like a good category.
I don't know. We had a discussion of this at one point, and
there was a list on one of the meeting pages, I recall. And I had added the geospatial category since we needed that for SOCOP.
Right, right. You sent an email and suggested a few, right?
I had done that as well.
Right. It was on an email. Let me go look at the email to see. Had anyone...
I think there was a refined list from one of the telecoms after that.
Didn't we discuss that at one of the OR meetings?
Briefly, I put a link onto Mike's message. Maybe if someone could start looking for that. In an earlier...
Where's your link?
I don't have the link, that's why. Probably a few meetings back. Because I'm on the edit screen, so I have a little trouble navigating.
I just checked, and when you submit an ontology,
you can
select multiple categories.
Okay, good. Oh.
In fact, it says use control or command to select more than one.
Yeah, command is for the Mac people, I guess.
Yeah, and that works.
Good.
So I guess when you search, you can't do that. I'd love to change these, but I need to access. I don't have access to the sandbox machine right now.
All right, so I'll just put down as a suggestion if nobody can find the other list for now. So any comment on adding collaboration as a category?
You mean a collaboration ontology?
A category of collaboration-related ontologies, I guess.
I could, you know, I mean, what's the one from people use for publishing? I would think that has to do with collaboration.
Publishing.
Maybe that's a stretch.
Dublin Core.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, if you upload Dublin Core, what category would it go into?
Which one, Peter?
Dublin Core.
That's what I was thinking of, right.
Yes.
Well, that's more publishing, right?
I think for better or worse, that would probably be called metadata.
Yeah, metadata. Because it really is about, you know...
And almost everything could be metadata.
Yeah, I know,
there's
but...
Different meanings of metadata, but it's descriptive data about primarily documents and other resources.
Is there a category called metadata now?
No. I mean, I don't think there is on our list. And
so should we add that?
The bioportal things are very specific.
should we bring, maybe we should have a discussion thread on categories before you actually implement it.
Probably, though that could take quite a while.
Yeah, that is almost like defining an ontology of ontologies. maybe
how accurate do we have to be in this list of categories? How ontologically sound do we have to be?
Maybe we should go back onto some of the things that were developed by the at the summits before. So in 2007 we did what is an ontology, and then 2011 we did how ontologies are used. So we have a good taxonomy from those two vantage points.
Yeah, one can have nested categories as well. So, you know, for example, if you had standards, you could then have W3C standards and ISO standards, and I suppose you could even have a category for each, you know, for things that have multiple ontologies, you could actually have a category for each standard within that.
Mm-hmm.
I know, this could get... Part of me is suggesting maybe we should sort of add the categories on demand.
Okay.
But,
is it easy?
Anyway, I put a link to the list.
and it requires restarting BioPortal, basically, to have them take effect as well.
Ouch. Anyway, why don't you take a look at the list?
Yeah, Ken has found it. The chat board. I don't know if...
It's on the chat board.
Yeah.
The URL.
Who is the anonymous on the chat board? Is that Leo?
Apparently so. It didn't recognize me for some reason.
Okay, click on settings in the top center. Okay, yeah, Mike Dean's list. Upper ontologies, standards. Yes, yeah, standards. Ooh. Science,
yeah,
financial.
Standards are there, yeah.
Government, cultural. Geospatial, commercial, literature, technology, provenance, defense.
Aha!
Great list.
There's the one for Dublin Core, Peter.
Where? Defense?
Provenance.
Provenance. Okay.
Well, I mean, that's what Dublin Core has a lot of. It's focused on that for the most part. I would put it under publishing, but provenance, I think, covers it also.
Fantastic. Okay, maybe shall I go back and first I'll add this link, and maybe I should... go to that page and add Dublin Core on under provenance, OMV, Dublin Core? Or should we add metadata as a category? Maybe we should add...
I think maybe metadata as a category. I wouldn't make Dublin, unless some of these things are multi-part. And I suppose that's a way of addressing the multi-part things, but it seems a bit awkward to add new categories for... to combine things like that.
Okay, so...
Well, maybe that's a workaround.
Consensus, adding a category called metadata, and give Dublin Core as an example?
Yeah.
Well, if we already have provenance, I actually like that better, but... When we add a category, obviously, there's going to be... Unless it's constrained, there's going to be clashes and... You know, you're going to get some things that are provenance related, marked as provenance or metadata.
But you're allowed to select multiple categories. I don't think provenance and metadata overlap that much.
I could argue that they do, but
yeah.
I think having a course filter at the beginning would probably help people find things more quickly.
Yes.
Than trying to be very accurate.
Yeah.
But what
I
are you
mean,
trying
so
to
if,
accomplish?
If the point is that to have some sort of like folksonomic term that you know you can add,
yeah.
That's fine.
Peter, what are you trying to accomplish here?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get a sort of baseline list that will update into the ORZ box.
You had a specific category in
metadata.
Mind?
Well, I had standards and I had collaboration, as I mentioned.
So you're talking about collaboration, but what is collaboration about?
About.
It's usually about producing something.
Collaboration.
Well, there's a goal in mind, usually.
Yeah, usually there's some goal in mind that you're going to be producing something, and whatever you're producing is going to be in one of these categories.
Oh, but then you can just facilitate the process, because collaboration also has some notion of process involved to meet the goal. And I think that's probably what Peter was getting at, no?
If you're talking about process, maybe that's something we're missing.
Yeah, maybe we should add process.
No.
Why not?
Okay.
Collaboration seems a little bit odd to me.
Yeah, I agree. Collaboration is odd. Process is good.
What about process? I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, process is a great idea.
I think that could make sense. And certainly we can think of examples there like PSL and things like that.
Right, right.
So it also occurs to me under metadata, OMB could certainly go there as well.
OMB?
Yeah, I guess the point is, you know, are these ways of categorizing ontologies or what the ontologies are intended for, you know, what kind of framework the ontology development is in?
Yeah, it's very messy. It's actually very messy here.
I think it's the intended domain. So essentially, you know, a user coming from a given field, you know, we have a sense of the filtering down to the ones that are relevant. I was also going to suggest for OOR, I think I would delete the bioportal categories because I think they're way too specific.
Right, right, right. Now,
like
now there's a science. And everything goes under science now.
I mean, ultimately, I'm sure we'd have, you know, subcategories under science, like biology and chemistry and so forth. But
physics, yeah.
Yeah.
Geology, meteorology. I mean, list those again, because I guess we're forced to a linear list of categories.
Hmm.
No, it's a hierarchy.
But okay, in when you go to add an ontology, it is a hierarchy.
Right. Well, yeah, you add it to the. I think you add. I don't know. I don't know if you can just select among the leaves, or whether you can actually. You can probably actually select among any of the categories.
No, I'm just thinking of how they're displayed on the upload page when you go to post an ontology.
Right, they're flat.
Okay,
categories
so
are flat.
Okay. Well, I thought internally in the structure there actually is a. I thought there actually was a hierarchy there.
No, not that I know of. It's stored simply as a.
Is it a linked list?
No, it's a relation in the database.
Oh.
Right, but I thought that there was a notion, I thought that there was actually, it's actually stored in some of the metadata fields, so there's actually URLs, but there's also an ID that's associated with them. And I thought there was a notion of a parent there.
I'll have to look at it, but I don't think there is.
Okay.
You know, I need to go check on that, but. And you know, and when I have access, I'll just delete all of the categories that are there now and put in the new ones.
Right, right. Now I think at some point I actually found the file that I think there's actually an Oliver Proje file that's used to define them. Which is actually a good way of doing it. And then I think that's essentially loaded into the table that you've seen. So I can send some more of my notes. I think there's, I'm trying to remember. I'm going to have to wait until I get home. But I can send out some details if they're relevant. Ultimately, certainly for OR, it would be nice to actually have, I think be able to actually import and export the hierarchy using OWL. Or something like that.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Well, be careful. We don't want to get have this structure be too involved, because it gets, my understanding is it's just supposed to be used as a coarse filter and closer to a folksonomy, as Leo suggested.
Mm. Yeah, I'm happy with this. The only thing I'm slightly wondering is the example under provenance. Here, we have provenance, for example, OMV, and I can see OMV fitting better under metadata, and then Mike said it fits under process, so my suggestion is to clarify this one and then move on. Just where should
OMV? I would say OMV is really just under metadata.
Metadata.
Yeah, I think it was the collaboration things that we're thinking about.
Okay, collaboration should go under, if I look at this list, would go under cultural, because it says, for example, social networks, people, and so on. And if one uses a anthropologist's definition for culture as being the way things get done, then that's where it belongs. One only have to look hard enough.
Where do we put the U.S. Congress then?
Government.
Under dysfunction.
That's what I was thinking. Thank you, Leo. I'm sorry, Peter.
All right, I've updated that. I'll capture it into the chat. If you look now, that this is what's been updated. Good enough for now?
Okay.
All right, good. Yeah, great progress. All right, going back to the discussion. Standards.
Let's see, where are we?
And collaboration. Laws under cultural. If you, we are still under under 2 WAR. All right, the last item. Back to Leo. Why don't I save that?
Okay. Let's see. This is under
WAR, 2 WAR.
Well, I love it. There's a pink, there's a purple number here, 2 wax.
2 war.
2 way.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You want to look at, look under 2 war.
Yeah.
The last item now, Leo.
Okay. Yeah, so let's see. Categories and updating. Soliciting content again.
Yes. Now we only have like two and a quarter ontologies in the OR sandbox. It's not very impressive. What can we do?
I think Gary has some that he would like to upload. So I think what happened probably was that he uploaded the one that didn't parse as a protege resin OWL.
Okay. Yeah, the quest actually is, I mean, sending a message out to the OR forum list asking people to upload ontologies again is the right thing. But are we ready? or maybe we should revisit this after discussing the two-track approach first. How about if we come back?
I think actually also once the it would be good to wait till the at least the basic categories you can play.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Categorism.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah. Okay, why don't I capture that the notes?
Hello?
Hello, yes.
I just checked, and the way it stores the categories is with OMP.
Oh, really?
Okay. That sounds familiar. And did you see some notion of hierarchy in there as well?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's called, it's in the class Ontology Domain.
That sounds familiar.
And Ontology Domain has there's an object property called is subdomain of.
Okay, yes, yes.
So it doesn't use subclass, it uses its own property. But yeah, it's you can have a full hierarchy then of domains.
So one suggestion is I think it would actually be really helpful on the OOR wiki to maintain the list of categories for OOR itself there. That way we can extend it over time and track it, track changes.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's...
So it could be just a page, essentially, with the OMB vocabulary on it.
Yeah, I mean, it does use the ontology, the OMB ontology.
Mm-hmm. I think to actually make the changes, I'm not sure that there's a nice interface for... sort of replacing the list of categories with the OMB file. I think there's a different interface for adding categories.
It's stored in a relational database using frames.
Right, that's what I remember. Mm. So presumably there's something that can populate that using from the OMB file, but I don't think that's exposed in the normal interface that they use for adding categories.
No. At the moment, it's hard-coded in an SQL file.
Right, but there's also a GUI interface for adding categories. I think it's on the add-in, if I remember right.
Yeah, there must be a way to do that. I haven't investigated it.
I think if you look at my message on geospatial, it includes that, on adding geospatial category.
Does that GUI interface allow you to delete categories as well?
I don't remember.
Because adding is easier than deleting. Because when you delete their dependencies, the ontologies already associated and so on.
Yeah, I should bring up the admin interface. I haven't looked at that.
Yeah, I'm not even sure it's the admin interface. It's there's a link off one of the wikis on how to add categories to BioPortal. If you actually Google for add category BioPortal, you might find it. Sorry, I'm offline.
But I'm not sure we have the admin UI up right now.
Oh. And you're an administrator, right, Ken?
But I can't actually get on the sandbox right now.
Oh.
You can or cannot?
I can't. I don't have access.
Oh, you're not online?
Network?
You have to get you have to update my certificate.
Oh.
Really? Oh. I thought there's a proxy you could use in between. I didn't realize you're waiting.
Yeah, I'm waiting on it.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I thought it wasn't urgent. I'm sorry. Then I'll do it right after this meeting. Yeah, originally I thought you said in the meantime you could go through the school's box where you used to do it. No?
No, actually I don't have access to that right now.
All right. Okay, I'll update your certificate right afterwards. That was a misunderstanding.
Oh, no, it wasn't an urgent thing. I mean, I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so back to Leo. If you refresh, we're just done talking about 2WAT.
Okay.
Okay. Of course, an alternative thought on categories is that we just use an existing classification system, but I'll just throw that
Which
out
one?
There for now so we can move on.
Which one, Leo?
Well, yeah, the one of the issues is, you know, what level of detail. So you think of Library of Congress. The topmost level is pretty simple, but the detail gets very complicated. Or, you know, for the Intel community, we looked at developing a subject area map to map ontologies against this classification system, kind of for indexing, so that you could determine where you had ontologies and duplicate ontologies for gaps and overlaps. And there's a lot of issues. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the 10 pillars of knowledge. This is Israeli guys' homegrown classification system. It's actually pretty good. And it obviously is in competition with Library of Congress and Dewey Decimal, all these other real big classification systems. But, you know, if you, in any classification system, you know, the top level can be pretty narrow or sparse.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you elaborate that it gets complicated.
Yeah, I think at least, I was just going to say, as a practical matter, I think at least some of the list of categories appears as a linear list. So having, I think, any existing classification scheme that's large would probably be problematic with the bioportal software.
Yeah. So, so the suggestion might be to not have the hierarchic structure at this point if we did
right.
adopt a classification system.
Is to grow it on demand, essentially, as things are added to a given repository.
Yeah, it's there's always trade-offs on these things, so.
Mm-hmm.
That also keeps people from going in and kind of being disappointed because they finally found the category they want, and then there's nothing there.
Right. So it's something to keep in mind. I don't think we can decide today, but. You know, it's like you reusing something that exists, which is always good if it meets your needs.
Yeah,
well, again,
I expect that there's some concepts like upper ontologies and things like that that are not
easily found elsewhere.
found in those teams. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you can get into wars, so.
The intent of this categorization is as an initial simple granular search capability?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay, so would it be helpful to augment the list that's being proposed to extend the current list or replace the current list with some of the categories
upper-level categories from the Library of Congress. Not necessarily taken in mass, but perhaps there's some things there that would be helpful that we've missed.
Yeah, you know, the one of the issues is that they attempt to categorize, you know, intellectual content, books in particular. So the intellectual content is really, you know, related to domains that we're interested in.
Okay.
But again, it's the purposes are slightly different.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, there's something to be said for at least making a consistent level of description or generality. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the existing categories here, I see that there's some extremely specific ones, which I assume are borrowed from BioPortal.
The current list?
Yeah, things like the mouse biology or...
Yes, you know, so...
Protein structure.
Yeah, I have to go back to the a different page here, but... let's see. Saw them a few whiles back here.
Yeah.
So if you look under categories... let's see.
Ethology? Ethology?
Yeah, so Arabidopsis.
Arabidopsis? Excellent.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what that is, but, you know, I think it's different level than chemical.
Arabidopsis is a yeast.
Yeah, I think everything
yeast,
other than geospatial on the current list is from BioPortal.
Yeah,
that's my guess.
So,
you know, it just means that really it's there's multiple levels of generality in the categories right now.
Mm.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that they have about 10 categories, right? And that's, a fairly manageable number for somebody looking through the entire list.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe the notion of, I guess I'm thinking more and more that, you know, particularly kind of in the absence of any indicators of how many are in each category or something at this level, that having mostly, growing the category list as we add things may make sense.
Yeah, and, you know, have roll-up figures and so forth, you know, so... in many cases, you know, people categorize things. They may get the right subtree, but the wrong category in that subtree. But at least they're in the right subtree.
Or or more specific categories may be added later where you'd actually want to move things.
Yeah.
Be careful about that. If you start adding subcategories later, then who's going to go back and recategorize? Are you hoping that the owners will?
Yeah, that's always an issue. You know, some people may just do a random categorization, too, because, you know, they just want to get on with their life or something.
Yeah, there's always other.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just updated. Could people refresh and then... go take a look at two WAS. UWAS, see if I capture the gist of the discussion properly and correct me.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues, but I think this is fine.
So is it the consensus that we'll use this list that we just discussed and then...
Yeah.
and then consider the other things as we go along, but not now.
Gang, I put a note in the chat board about a way to get around the linear list of categories. I don't know if you want to implement that, Ken, or if it has value.
Okay. Yeah, you see, the way it works right now, although they do have subdomains specified, like fish anatomy is a subdomain of animal gross anatomy.
Yeah, but in the linear list, I mean, it's not shown as a subcategory.
Right? That's right. It just shows all of them regardless of where they are in the
hierarchy. Yeah, you have to know that. Yeah. I have to go now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, and Peter, before we go, you had wanted to change the meeting time, I know.
Yes, yes.
For obvious reasons.
Right. I mean, it's not obvious, but I mean, not for me, but if we want to engage the Stanford people a little bit more, it's almost necessary. So, do you have an input?
I prefer afternoons, but I don't know about everyone else. Evenings would be fine for me also. Well, some evenings anyway.
well, yeah, I would suggest something like 11 a.m. If you think that's late enough for Stanford.
Is it that... that's 8 a.m.
Specific time, yeah.
Right.
Or yeah. Noon. I mean, the reason we're meeting at 9 is because we used to have meetings at 11 and 12 at least.
Right.
If the strongest...
So if we have nothing at noon, I think noon in general would work for me.
Yeah, the strongest reason we are doing it this early, I mean, at least for the West Coast people, is because of the Europeans.
Yeah.
Actually, East Coast is good. I mean, you're right in between. And when we polled, two times came out good. 6 o'clock, I mean, 9 o'clock your time, and then 11:30, which is like the second time Leo was mentioning. However, the other thing that really seems bad is the Fridays. Because for the Europeans, it's okay to be later if it weren't for the fact that it's a Friday. You see what I mean?
Not exactly, but...
No, it will probably go over better if it's a Tuesday evening. I mean, if you have a meeting, let's say Tuesday at 5 p.m., rather than Friday at 5 p.m., because Fridays you probably want to leave early. You might leave the office at 3, and you don't want a 5 o'clock meeting.
Assuming they come back from lunch.
If they come back from lunch at all.
Sorry.
So I guess yeah. we might even want to look at a different day.
Are we still carving out particular times on Thursdays for typical panels and?
Yes. I want to keep that time because it's long earned time slot. Although the Ontology Summit this year actually moved that time up by, what, an hour or an hour and a half? What did we do this year for Ontology Summit? Any
I think it was, what, 12:30?
What?
12:30 before Eastern time.
Yeah, okay, then it moved up by an hour. So it used to be 1:30. All our slots were 1:30. Now it's 12:30, and that seems to be okay. So I want to hold that slot and hold that for other Ontolog and Ontolog joint activities like the summit.
Okay.
So all out had better not do their meetings on Thursday.
So Tuesday, you know, Tuesday at Tuesday would work for me, you know, 11:30 a.m. Eastern in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I notion of a schedule for me is almost an oxymoron. I could say yes now, but I couldn't guarantee that time during the course of a year. No.
Yeah, no, I don't think any of us can, so.
Okay, so let's try moving
this to...
Do you
want to try and keep it on Friday, or is that first choice? Do you want to try and keep it on the same day, or do we need to think about moving it, the day, that is?
Yeah, so I would suggest moving the day.
Yeah, I would also suggest moving the day.
Okay.
Actually,
you can.
Incidentally, I made a slight mistake. Arabidopsis is a plant.
Ah!
All right.
My goodness, how could you do that, Ken?
I mixed it up with a different species, which sounds similar. Anyway, its significance is that it was the first plant to be sequenced.
Oh, the gene. Genes.
Its genome was... It was the first genome to be sequenced among plants.
Oh. Well, what about Tuesday for you, Ken?
Tuesday, let's see.
Being
Tuesday's
a principal.
Good. Yeah, Tuesday's
okay.
Fine with me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So.
Sounds like a consensus.
So that would.
Go on.
Yeah. So let's say we move this to Tuesdays 11 a.m. Eastern and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. 11:30 Eastern and 8:30 Pacific. I'll send a message out to the forum to see if there are huge objections.
All right.
11:30
Is that okay with you, Mike?
Yes, that works for me.
Okay. So
11:30 a.m. then?
Right. So I guess two other things. Do we want to schedule anything else in August? Because we're getting very poor attendance across the board everywhere. I mean, for August. So maybe we should just take a break and resume in September.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's fine with me.
All right.
Yeah.
So then the first thing is, when will we have the September team meeting? September, maybe September 6th then?
I guess so, yes.
Okay.
September 6th?
That's the first Tuesday in September.
Right.
So is that Monday, Labor Day?
Probably.
I think it'll be fine. I think it should be good.
And every week?
No, first Tuesday of August. Of September.
September.
Yeah.
No, is this an every week meeting?
Month. But
or is it how frequent?
No, it used to be alternate weeks until we need every week. We said we want to put more work into architecture, API, and metadata. That's why we started doing every week. But then we had very poor attendance because the summer started to kick in and so on. So maybe one other thing, do you want to schedule, now that we have both of you, Ken and Todd, do you want to schedule the architecture and API workshop number seven again?
Sure. I have no idea what's happening in September at this point, so.
So you have a choice.
Well, then it would be the If we're going to have this meeting.
Yeah.
We'll have this meeting every other week, and then...
No. What do you mean by this meeting? All our team meeting is like once every month, first Tuesday of the month.
Well, first Tuesday of the month.
Yes. Okay. Then we optionally have one other slot if we have alternate weeks, or we have three other slots if we meet every week. So it looks like
if
we want to step up the activities, we meet every week, and then we have three more slots to do things. So you want to schedule maybe your next workshop for the 13th, September 13th?
Yeah, let's make it that 13th, right?
All right.
Okay.
And one other thing I want to schedule is to schedule a meeting with the BioPortal people. I've spoken in person about this with Mark, and he supports it. I told him about our two-track approach, and then I said that we want to work closer. Let's meet again, and I want him and now Ray Ferguson is the new program director. I said, I mean, let's have him, Ray, and Natasha, and some of the key developers at the meeting, and then we resume. So, shall we schedule that for either, let's say, September 20 or 27?
Yes.
And give them a choice.
Sure, why not? Be flexible for a while.
Okay, meeting with... September 20 or 27. Tuesdays. 30. All right. So, 20 or 27. We will give them a choice.
Okay.
So, maybe I'll ping them.
Okay. See if we can get an answer from them before the end of the month.
Why?
Oh, I'm just looking at my calendar, and I've been asked to go to Brussels, but I don't know if I can find money to go there on the 27th, actually that whole week.
Okay, so your preference is the 20th.
Right, but I can probably pop out. Or at this point, I'm not expecting to find funding, but you never know.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, so do we want to maybe at least do a little bit on the two-track thing?
I have to go, Peter.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank you. It's related to hardware installations, implementations anyway. So we'll keep the notes. Come back
and
watch the notes. Then.
Will do.
Yep. Thanks, Todd.
Bye, Todd.
So...
I guess if we can wrap this up by 10:30.
All right. Sure we can. So two tracks, which means we need to run two instances. One that would be exactly the same as BioPortal. And when they upgrade, we upgrade. And the other would be our sort of test development experimental instance. Although even on the exact BioPortal implementation, we still want to do sort of customization of the logo, customization of the IPR clause, and customization of the categories. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes.
I think so.
All right. I'll capture that. Anything else that's pertinent? We do have, I mean, Ken knows already, we do have two servers. We have a OR-01 and an OR-02. So O1, which is where we are running the sandbox now, we will just use for the BioPortal instance, the straight BioPortal instance, and then we'll implement another experimental one on O2. And I think, I mean, we're not going to discuss it today, but I still want to really drive towards doing the gatekeeping so that we can get a production instance online rather than staying at the sandbox. Oh, one thing though, during my meeting at the Data One workshop, semantics integration and semantics workshop, one researcher asked, I mean, and I don't have the answer, is if they update another version of their ontology to BioPortal, then all the URLs are changed, right? I probably, either Mike or Ken could answer this. And supposedly, if we want to be persistent, that means to access an ontology, the URL is supposedly always the same. So how does one sort of mitigate this issue? And we know we always update ontologies. We always have to, I mean, edit, change, update.
BioPortal and now OR assigns an ID to each ontology.
Yes.
You make a new version, it's going to be a different ID.
Right. Which means you lose all your URIs.
Well, no. I guess you still have your URIs.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I think there's the URIs in the ontology, and then the URIs that are used to refer to the concepts in BioPortal.
Yeah, and they're really kind of independent.
The second set, I think, changes, but not the first set.
Second set changes only.
Second set meaning what? The URIs referring to the concepts?
The URIs that refer to the concepts in BioPortal.
Would
like
change.
Visualization and things like that.
Would change. But the URI to the ontology stays.
That's right.
Well, the URIs in the ontology don't change. But I think that there's a page, I think, in BioPortal for the ontology itself. And I assume that actually does, that there'd be two pages, one for each version. So I'd have to look and see.
So,
yeah,
so
they concern themselves with a version history.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ken.
There definitely is a version history that they show you.
Right. I guess we should learn some ontologies of versions and experiment a little bit.
But that's all in there now, and it's inherited by OOR.
Oh, right. I just was saying that we should go ahead and load some version things into the sandbox that we can then experiment with.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So Pulse might be a good example. It does have several versions of it.
Okay, so was the issue an issue or not an issue with the OOR sandbox?
I did. One little question is, with the OOR sandbox, are we going to be acting on the same ontologies as the production version or the other one?
It seems like it would be nice if we had a mechanism where if somebody loaded one to one, it would be loaded to the other as well, you know, to the module or any incompatibilities. I mean, obviously, you couldn't load a common logic ontology in the BioPortal, for instance, but the things that could be loaded in both.
I think, I mean, people would use the sandbox to play around, and when they feel comfortable, then, or they have a version that they feel fairly comfortable to release to the world persistently, then they re-upload again into the production. So I think re-uploading is not a bad idea.
But Peter, the production, I mean, the difference between the BioPortal versus the extended is orthogonal to production versus sandbox, right? The two tracks?
I was just talking about the two-track stuff.
Oh, you... Right, with the two-track...
There's no reason why you couldn't have them on the same database, because it's just a database, it's just a server.
Okay.
And there's no reason why you couldn't have two different instances using the same server.
Great, especially when we discussed, we actually did agree that we will make sure the BioPortal, straight BioPortal content can always be imported into the experimental, the OOR implementation. So if you're using the same database, that automatically solves it. Is that what we're going to do?
We have two instances that use the same database.
Uh-huh.
You can certainly do that.
But now these are in two different virtual machines.
Well, as long as...
Oh, they probably architected the back end on a different virtual machine anyway, originally, didn't they?
The back end and the GUI can be on different machines.
Mm-hmm.
And the database can be on a third machine.
Right. I think that was how they architected it originally. Because when Benjamin Dye was there, when they first called up the hardware, it was like three virtual machines that they wanted.
Yeah.
Ah, good idea.
But that's very typical of systems these days. I teach that in my database course. Okay.
Okay. You think we've satisfied that question now?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. It's almost 10:30. I suggest maybe we want to put off the rest of this.
I think we covered a lot of grounds in this great discussion.
Okay. So for now, do we want to adjourn?
I move we adjourn. I'm capturing some of the latest discussion, and if you guys give me about 5 minutes and come back to the notes, I'll have them there, and feel free to edit if I misinterpreted anything.
Okay.
I second that we adjourn.
Okay, folks. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.